Even though many of you probably expected reading the gospel dealt with the cleansing of the temple, the priest always has the option to use the gospel from year A, the traditional gospel for this Sunday, and that is Christ encountering the Samaritan woman at the well. And the reason I wanted to use this gospel, not only because we did earlier today the scrutinies, typical ritual preparing those individuals who will be received into the church and baptized at the Easter Vigil, because also I wanted to talk a little bit about the sacrament of confession, particularly in regards to this gospel reading. Many people may say, well, Father, what connection does it have? And I had never really thought about it much until after many hours sitting in my confessional towards the back of the church and looking at the glass that sort of encloses the confessional, there's an image in the glass. And that glass is of today's very gospel, Christ encountering the woman at the well. It's there at the confessional because in some sense, we can say it is a foreshadowing or an embodiment of the sacrament of confession. Maybe we could even say that this is the first confession ever heard. So I want to look at the gospel today and break it down a little bit to see what it teaches us about confession. Particularly because confession is a sacrament that many people, many Catholics today, do not frequent enough. They make all kinds of excuses why they don't go to confession, but ultimately, in my experience, it's basically because they're scared. They're frightened to go to confession, where, if we really listen to today's gospel, we see that there is nothing to be frightened about, that we should eagerly go to encounter Christ and His mercy in this beautiful sacrament. First of all, we see that Christ, our Lord, is sitting down there at the well. He's waiting for this woman. In the same way, in confession, Christ in the priest waits in the confessional, waiting for the sinner, waiting for individuals to come and meet Him. The Lord is waiting for us there to show us His mercy. Kind of like the father in the parable of the prodigal son. The son goes out to sin, and what does the father do? He waits there for the son to return, to be able to give the son his love and his mercy. In the same way, Christ is waiting for us there always to embrace us and show us his mercy, there at the well, there in the confessional. Goes on to say that whenever the woman comes to draw water, Jesus says, "Give me a drink." This is odd. Jesus wants something from this woman. Traditionally, the fathers of the church have said that he's waiting for her response of faith. He thirsts for her faith. He thirsts for her love. He thirsts for her soul. He wants something from her. Quite often when we go to confession, we normally think, well, I'm going to confession to get something, to get forgiveness, to get God's mercy. And while that's true, we need to sort of invert the way we look at it. The real reason we're going to confession is not so much what we can get, but what we can give. The Lord wants us to give our faith to Him, give ourselves to Him, give even our sin. Because whenever we give our sin to Jesus, whenever we give Him our sins, those dirty parts, we are ultimately expressing our faith in Him by saying, Lord, I believe You have the power to take these sins away. I believe You are the Messiah who came to wash away our sins. So confession, just like Mass, is not so much something we attend to get something out of it, but we go in order to bring our gift, as imperfect and as flawed as it might be. But now look at the woman's response. How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? There are two things we've got to see here. First of all, that she is a Samaritan. Even the Samaritans lived in the vicinity of Jerusalem and Israel. They were not considered part of God's chosen people. They were considered apostates. They were considered unclean. Jews did not talk to Samaritans, nor did they drink after them or use any of the same utensils. What's more, a Jew would not have been seen or allowed to speak to a woman in public. This would have been scandalous. But Jesus is not only talking to the woman, He is also talking to a Samaritan. Why is this important? Because it shows that Jesus is not judging this woman. He's not saying, "Woman, you're a sinner. This is Sparta," and kicks her down the well. He doesn't do that. He's there to show her mercy. He's there to embrace her, not to judge. And in the same way, in confession, the priests are not waiting there to judge or condemn the sinner. In fact, the reality is, priests are probably the most least judgmental people because we know that everyone's a sinner. We understand what people are capable of. We've heard a lot of sins. Nothing you're going to say is probably ever going to shock or scandalize a priest. Number two, and this is really sort of frightening, priests don't care. We're not there for a little gossip session. We can't believe, "Oh my goodness, I can't believe this person did that." Besides, we've promised never to reveal even the smallest sin. And then thirdly and finally, we don't even remember. We don't remember what you committed as sins. We're there to show mercy, not to judge. In the same way Jesus is not there as a judge, the priest is not there to judge in the confessional, but instead to give that mercy. And so we see then the Lord promised this woman this spring of life-giving water welling up inside of her. What is he talking about? Clearly, from the theology of the church, he is talking about the gift of the Spirit. The gift of the Holy Spirit, which does what? Which cleanses us from sin. Which brings us to new life. That's what the Lord is promising. That's what we receive in confession. We receive the gift of the Spirit that cleanses us from our sins and restores our soul to new life. What a beautiful gift. Ties back to the cross. Jesus in his pierced side, the blood and water which flows from his side in order to cleanse us from our sins. Think of the image of the divine mercy with Jesus with the rays of red and dim coming from his heart. These are the rays of mercy symbolizing the blood and water, that life-giving water that cleanses us from sin. When we go to confession, we're going to the well of our Lord's heart, to be cleansed from our sin and come out anew. But notice then what the Lord says. He tells this woman, "Go call your husband and come back." And the woman's response is, "I do not have a husband." But the Lord knows her soul, and he says, "I know you don't have a husband. You've had five husbands, and the man you're living with is not your husband. You are his concubine. You are living in a state of sin." There are a number of things to notice here. Most importantly, what we see here is the woman orally confessing her sin to Jesus. That's why I can say it's the first confession. "I do not have a husband. The man I am living with is not my husband." She admits her sinfulness to Jesus. So in the same way, we are called to admit our sinfulness to Jesus in the person of the priest, to be able to confess our sins. But notice what the Lord says. He already knows this woman's sins. In the same way, Christ already knows our sins. There's nothing you can say, even if you forget something. The Lord knows what they are, and he's willing to grant his forgiveness. But he's there to coach the woman. He doesn't say, as soon as you sit down, "Hey woman, I know you're this man's concubine. What are you doing this for?" He doesn't. He coaches her very gently and brings it out of her conscience. A lot of people are scared to go to confession because they haven't been in a long time. It's been 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And they're frightened because they don't remember what to do. Don't worry about it at all. All you need to do is tell the priest, and he is going to do everything in his power to be able to help you along, to draw your sins out, to be able to make a good confession, just like Jesus did with this woman here. Not judging, but getting to the heart of the matter and allowing you to unburden yourself of the sin. And there's a lot more complexity here, too, in this idea of the husband. Because if you study the history of this well, if you really study the meaning of what it means to say that she has five husbands, the Lord is really saying that you have been committing adultery with God. Christ is positing himself as the bridegroom there to encounter the Samaritan woman, the woman who's been alienated from God and the covenant, bringing her into that covenant with him. And so Christ is there not only not to judge, but he is there to show her his love, bring her into union with him. And that's what the confessional is about too. Encountering Christ, the bridegroom, is there to show us our love and to bring us, when we sin, ultimately, which is committing adultery against Christ, to bring us back into that loving covenant, that loving union with Him. But finally, after Christ forgives the woman of her sin, gives her that water, what does she do? She's so excited. She's so filled with joy from encountering Christ and knowing that He is the Messiah, the Savior. She drops her bucket and she runs out to tell other people. And she realizes in this personal encounter who Jesus is. Not just a prophet, but the Messiah. And who is the Messiah? The Messiah is the Anointed One who comes to save us from our sins. That she is thankful for the mercy that she's been shown. She's thankful for this chance to encounter Christ, and she wants to share the good news with others. That's what the good news is. The good news is sin does not reign victorious. The Lord has died and has freed us from that bondage to sin, and so she becomes an evangelist, the first evangelist of Christ's divine mercy. And so others hear this message, they convert and come to know Christ and come to know Him as the Messiah and come too, we presume, to have their sins forgiven. Just yesterday, Pope Benedict, in talking to a group of people, talked about the sacrament of confession is integral to the new evangelization. Looking at a society in America and Western Europe that once was Christian but has fallen away. And the task that we have to re-evangelize our culture. And if we're going to evangelize and spread the good news, it's based on repentance. Repent and believe the good news. So if we repent, how do we repent? By going to encounter Christ in the sacrament of confession. If we are going to see the new evangelization be successful, confession must be at the heart of the new evangelization. Bringing people to encounter Christ at the well, to encounter His mercy, to find His forgiveness, and to have that spring of new life welling up in their soul. What a beautiful meditation of this gospel, particularly as we near the middle part of Lent. Many people in here maybe have been away from confession for a long time, are scared to go to confession, are nervous. Well, if we meditate on this gospel, we see there's no reason at all. Let's use this period of grace to be like that Samaritan woman, knowing that in the priest Christ is waiting for us at the well, not to judge us, but waiting there to show His love, to grant us His mercy, so that we too, drawing from that spring of life, with the gift of the Holy Spirit, can become part of the new evangelization to spread the good news of God's mercy to others. Amen.